gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only show on the planet that is consistently inconsistent. The gentleman in front of me doesn't need an introduction, but you know he's going to get one anyway because it's goddamn Mike Ward.
I am the Mike Ward.
Yeah.
You are the Pantelis, and this is they Poseidon.
They? Because I got multiple personalities?
That's what it is, yeah.
Or tits.
Yeah.
What?
Hello, Jugs.
That was a bit too much. He's like, you know what it looked like? It looked like first he was offended. He's like, what the fuck is he? Oh, shit.
And then it was, at first it was like, oh, these are nice.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, they're good.
He's like, how the fuck have I never noticed this? Yeah. I'm never going out again. I'm titty fucking myself.
What? How?
Oh, the ideas
no, that
are
would
flowing.
Not, that would, no, that would, that's impossible.
Tiny dick?
I would have
Your
to break.
Your dick is
like,
too small.
I'd have to break 9 ribs.
You think that would help? 9 ribs? That Marilyn Manson thing wasn't real.
Yeah,
he didn't
I know,
take his ribs out to suck his own cock.
I know that.
I don't even think that would actually help.
It wouldn't.
Because it's not the ribs that are getting in your way from sucking your tiny dick.
It's society standards. It's societal norms that are stopping you from sucking your own dick.
Yeah?
It's just not what people do.
I had a friend once tell me that he could suck his dick. When I was first got into comedy, I had this thing about trying to suck my own dick like years and years ago. And my friend, we're at the urinals, and he's like, hey, don't tell anyone, but I can suck my dick. And my first reaction was to look at his dick because I thought it would be
a huge
dick.
But it wasn't.
He moved. And I was like, is your dick big? And he was Asian. He's like, I'm Japanese. It's not big. But he's super flexible.
It was funny. He's like, I could suck my own dick. And you're like, is that a threat?
Yeah.
What does that even mean? These fucking Japanese, I tell you, you nuke people, they fucking...
But man, that's nature at work that we can't suck our own dicks.
Why?
Because think about it. If we were able to, if every man was able to suck their own dick, we wouldn't reproduce, bro.
That's insane.
I wouldn't suck my dick.
Yeah.
Just the...
Yeah, but think of all the weirdos that would.
I could see one of them.
Yeah.
All of the weirdos that would are probably in this room right now.
I would not suck my own dick, bro.
You just said that you would suck your own dick.
If you could suck your own dick, you would never reproduce. You fucking literally just said that.
I didn't say that. I would...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You wouldn't reproduce. That means... That either you wouldn't, you'd all day you'd spend your day sucking your dick, so you wouldn't have time to fuck women, or a woman would be like, come fuck me. You'd be like, I don't have any cum left. It's all in my mouth. Can I spit in your vagina?
That's not what I meant.
I'll spit in your vagina and we'll make a retard.
Poseidon, do you want to go out? Oh, that's fucking weird. I'm just going to go home and suck my own dick. You fucking wacky. You cocksucker.
He is a cocksucker.
So if you could suck your own dick right now, Poseidon, you're saying you'd be even more late to the show?
No.
I haven't been on time for 4 years. Why? I learned that I can suck my own dick.
I wouldn't suck my own dick.
You wouldn't?
No.
You'd just lick it and stroke it.
No, because that's gay.
Oh, if you're sucking your own dick.
Yeah.
So then wouldn't jerking off be gay too?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're a homosexual.
You're a homosexual. Yeah. Sucking
You've been
own
given hand jobs for years. Sometimes 4 times a day. Sometimes into your other hand. Really gay, bro.
What?
You've been catching some
You're
jizz.
Very gay. That's so gay.
Yeah.
The most I've done is spit on my dick while I jerk off.
That's very gay. Yeah, that's, to make it less gay, you should ask one of your brothers to jerk you off.
No, it's not gay. It's
family.
Yeah,
it's not
gay if it's in the family, bro. Everybody knows that. That's the real law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of laws and gay laws. Some guy in Malaysia is going to jail because he talked shit about Islam on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Islam's weird.
That's all he said.
Something like Sharia law. He's like, isn't this wacky? Like, this is some desert old school shit. We shouldn't respect this. And like, oh, really? Sharia law.
God damn.
Yeah.
The two things surprise me about that. One, it's crazy that he's going to jail. But two, that when you live in those, and I'm going to use the term shithole country.
That's the accurate
term. If
you
live in one of those shithole countries, you should know by now to shut the fuck up about Islam.
Or move.
And just, come move here and go, those fuckers are crazy.
Yeah, you don't say it when you're in there.
That's like being in a gay bar and going, a lot of fags in here. Why are there so many fags?
Did I tell you what I did when I first started comedy? Dude, my second time on stage was at a bar that they invited me to do stand-up. It was like an open mic. And I didn't know it was in the gay village. And it was, I guess it was a gay bar. I had no idea. So I was on like fourth or fifth, and I was just looking around the crowd, and it was all guys and like two lesbians or whatever. So I look around, I get on stage, I look around, I go, I've never been here. I go, it's a nice place. A lot of dudes. A lot of dudes. Kind of gay. And then I started
did
and
you
I noticed
get a
that,
laugh?
No, they were angry at my host. And I didn't know why they were
it's
mad.
It's because you were too new.
Yeah.
So you
I didn't have the confidence or whatever. But then after, I was like, was everybody mad at me? He's like, dude, it's a gay bar. Why'd you say that it's pretty gay in here? I've never been a fucking gay. Nobody told me. You invited me to do stand up. I didn't know it was a gay bar, but I was like, a lot of dudes. Pretty gay.
I love how people don't think of telling the comic. Like that, if you book a comic in a gay bar, the first thing you should tell them is like, look, you're in a gay bar. So if you're going to do your gay jokes, at least fucking be aware that you're doing gay jokes in front of a gay crowd.
Yeah, at least something like that. Or but it's the same argument that happens now. You see it online a lot where girls on trans, what is it? Like, let's say a guy who became a girl or is identifying as a woman goes on Tinder and meets a guy. And then when they get to about the fuck, the guy sees a dick. He's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And they go, oh, you're homophobic if you don't have sex with the trans person.
Yeah.
But no, you're not homophobic. You're heterosexual if you're not having sex with... You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Let him know beforehand. Don't surprise him and then be surprised. You know? Because surprise cock is crazy.
Yeah. Surprise cock is the worst cock.
Yeah, it's the worst kind of cock.
That's horrible cock. Yeah.
So it's kind of... Just let him know. And then...
There's something... Yeah. I have this bit in
maybe
French.
He wants a sword fight. You don't know.
That's kind of like that. There's a woman a trans lady on YouTube called Riley Dennis. That she's like a YouTuber. And
yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. The one that said that you're a piece of garbage if you don't fuck trans people.
Yeah, if you don't fuck if you're a heterosexual dude and you wouldn't fuck a trans person because if you wouldn't, and she didn't call him a trans person. She said if you're a heterosexual dude and you wouldn't fuck a woman just because she has a penis, you're transphobic.
No, the term is not transphobic. The term is straight.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was like, what the fuck? Like it used to be, like. Can I just like vaginas? Is that am I a dick for liking
Why
vaginas?
Why is that bad?
No, but you have one for liking vaginas.
I don't have a vagina.
No, I said you have a dick for liking.
Yeah.
Oh, you think because he has a dick, he has to like. No, because people have dicks and like dicks too.
Yeah.
No,
that's very homophobic.
Stop it. But
for a man who dreams about sucking his own cock.
I don't dream of
and
about
or
my...
maybe others.
Others,
that's
definitely.
That's very.
So, Poseidon, we have to talk about that Shane Dawson tweet. I have to show.
What is that?
Okay. So there's a YouTuber. His name is Shane Dawson.
Okay.
I've never heard of him until this moment.
Canadian guy or American?
I have no idea, but I'll check. I think he's American. He is American. Yeah, he is American. So he does YouTube videos. He's a bit of a weirdo. He says some weird shit. And apparently people are mad at him because he's done some weird sex shit to his cat.
Oh, yeah, I heard about him.
And he talked about it. But this tweet, he tweeted a serious tweet to try to stop people. The second you type this down, how the fuck you clicked send is beyond me. Shane Dawson tweeted, I didn't fuck my cat. I didn't come on my cat. I didn't put my dick anywhere near my cat. I've never done anything weird with my cats. I promised myself I wasn't going to make an apology video after all these years. So I'm going to just try to be as short and honest as possible. That's how he started. That was tweet number one. It was, I didn't fuck my cat. And then I tweeted, I go.
Tweet number two was, who you going to believe, me or that lying vet?
Yeah, yeah. So me, I tweeted, I go, the lady doth protest too much. Because it's so, who just randomly tweets, I didn't fucking fuck a cat? Like, that's so suspicious.
That's fucking crazy. He definitely fucked his cat.
Yeah, he definitely.
So fucked
I had no clue
cat.
Who this guy was, and now I know him as the cat fucker.
He's the cat fucker.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And plus a cat, I don't know, though. If he like to defend the guy, I don't think you can actually fuck a cat
what
without
he said
killing
he,
it.
No, what he said is he put his dick, he spread her cheek her legs, it put on her belly, he put his dick there and started like cock slapping her, rubbing between, and then he came on her chest. That's what he said.
Ugh, how the fuck?
And he's like, I didn't do that, by the way. That was just jokes a few years ago. But you guys didn't know that, like really meta jokes. You didn't get it.
What a fucking weirdo. Yeah. What a weirdo.
Because
you like, so that means he's telling people that he comes just by because like just like you can't come just by cock slapping unless you're so fucking turned on that you're like, this is goddamn the best sex ever.
We're talking about the hottest
be
cat.
Yeah. So that cat has got to be crazy, crazy hot.
Wow.
This actually made me very physically uncomfortable.
Physically like erect uncomfortable.
No, like just
move it. No, just move it.
He's like, I'm so fucking hard right now, guys. I don't know how to explain it. It's not about the cat. It's about the penis. That's not in my mouth, but should be.
What motherfucker.
He's fucking wasting all that good penis on that cat.
Imagine Poseidon's like, I wish I could suck that dude's cock. I wish I could be that cat.
Yeah.
What a lucky cat. Genie, nobody's talking about how lucky that cat is.
The genie shows up. Oh, you have three wishes. Wish number one, be in that cat's belly.
Oh, my.
Can I be that cat's belly?
Oh, no. Poseidon, you disgust us.
You're a very sick. So now he's gonna tweet tomorrow. I didn't wish that I was a cat's belly full of jizz.
I don't wish I was a cat spread eagle getting cummed on by a YouTuber.
Fucking weirdo. What a weirdo that guy. What's his name? Sean Dawson?
Shane Dawson.
Shane Dawson.
Yeah. Shame, Shane. Shame. Poor cat. Yeah.
It's like his parents knew he was going to be a piece of garbage, that they rhymed his name with shame.
Imagine that's really what they called him. Yeah. He's, oh, that's my shame.
Yeah, it's Shane. Shane.
Oh, it's my Shane. It's my little Shane.
Little Shane. His middle name is piece of shit.
He's well known in the neighborhood because he used to fuck his turtles.
Jesus Christ.
You can run, but you can't hide, turtle.
Well, actually.
He's like, turtles, surprisingly very easy to fuck.
Yeah.
The horrors of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, fuck them in the neck hole. Yeah. The trick is to come as their head explodes.
Jesus.
The head pops out. It's just full of jizz.
Oh, my just God, bro.
Look at how hot that little turtle is. Looks he's like, looks like a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, go, ninja. Go, ninja, go. The Ninja Turtles. Underrated. I used to love those Ninja Turtles.
How can you rub your dick on an animal, and then come.
And it's
he's
fur
lucky
too.
The cat didn't. Yeah, that's why it's stuck in there.
I wish the cat would have scratched him.
You never know. The cat may have scratched his penis.
If you're,
he
if
wouldn't
you're,
tell us. Though.
If you're fucking your cat is definitely declawed. Like that's the first thing you do.
Unless
when
it's
a
really a
cat
passive
fucker.
Or hoary cat.
Maybe.
Yeah. She's just like.
So you're saying it's the cat's fault?
The cat was asking for it. Bro, we haven't even looked at how she was dressed. I have it on good authority that the cat was running around naked like a little slut. It was the cat's fault.
With its ass in the air.
Yeah. What are you doing? You're asking for it. That's why the asking for it defense never works.
I just pictured that scenario in my head. He's walking around his apartment and there's this cat walking and he just stops.
Oh, God. That was a weird. And then what did he do?
And why I don't get why someone would apologize for because just no but and I'm
you don't
not
apologize
saying,
for that you need to be an unapologetic cat rapist.
No, but if you do fuck your cat and then people go he fucked his cat, if you like he didn't apologize but he goes like I didn't do like you just look like you fucked your cat.
Yeah, don't I would have never known about this if you didn't tweet that.
Fucking close your YouTube account, move to fucking shithole. I don't know. Move to a Caribbean country or some fucking place that has spotty internet
and no cat rights.
Yeah. Fucking move. Yeah.
Just get
no
up.
Cat rights
or dolphins.
What?
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I have to hear my own voice, bro.
I don't know anymore.
Like, if I'm gonna fuck an animal, it has to be a dolphin, bro.
Because I thought maybe, like, at first I was like, maybe he meant whale because they have a blowhole.
Dolphins too, I think.
No, but the blowhole would be too big.
Dolphins don't have blowholes.
They don't.
They do.
They have a blow mouth. Hello.
Hello. Wait,
do dolphins don't have blowholes?
For sure they do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
You never see a dolphin with fucking water coming out of its head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
Just that it's not smaller. As big as the whales.
Really?
It doesn't have such a large.
So I've been
squirt.
Fucking whales for no reason when I could have been fucking dolphins. What the fuck is wrong with me? God damn.
Fucking guy, bro.
I'll just Google dolphin blowhole.
Mike just got banned from God. SeaWorld. But I think you were banned from before. They don't like us.
Oh, yeah. So I guess. Oh, this is so disgusting.
Why'd you type in fucking dolphins?
No, because I wrote. That? Dolphin blowhole, and then
it's three Google gay guys fucking a dolphin.
Dolphin blowhole pictures. Oh yeah, they do have. Oh, and that's a big hole. Look how fucking huge that hole
is. That's carnivorous.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel
cavernous.
I'm not man enough.
I don't think that's
to fuck a dolphin.
I don't think that's normal. It's supposed to.
It
be
is after.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's a post sex photo.
Oh my god!
Damn. Fuck.
That's after Shane Dawson visited SeaWorld.
You know how shitty that is? Like, so if you go to those places, like in the Caribbean, where they make you ride on a dolphin's head, you're standing on that blowhole.
Yeah. And he can't breathe. That's weird.
No, yeah, that kind of sucks.
And can ride dolphins?
He can, yeah, do whatever you want. For the right money, Poseidon, you could fucking fuck a cheetah.
I did. I felt like such a piece of garbage the first time I went to the Caribbean. There was this dolphin place. You could ride a dolphin. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then I paid. And then I got on the dolphin, and its head was all like
mushed up?
Yeah, all scraped up. And I was like, ugh.
Why do they make you do that?
Such a piece. But they don't make you do it. I made the dolphin do it. But I felt like shit.
I would feel bad riding the dolphin, but I definitely like want to like
fuck a dolphin?
No, swim with the dolphins. Type of shit.
Yeah, of course. Poseidon, you have to swim with the dolphins.
Yeah. There's one thing. One thing I like. I really like doing. If you go near like Clearwater, Florida, they if you ride your boat and make it sort of pop on the water, dolphins will follow you.
That's cool.
So why? that I don't know. They just they see water splashing around
and
they want to play and they're curious, so they'll follow you. That's the coolest thing.
That's being how you on pick a up boat, dolphins.
That's how you get in the blowhole.
You know, it'd be funny if Poseidon swim with the dolphins at like one of those resorts or whatever, and they're like, "Are you having fun, sir?" Poseidon's like, "Yeah." So, what's the name of the hot one? Excuse me, sir. You know the hot one there with the tight blowhole. What's her name? That's a he.
That's a he.
And he's like, "It's all right. It's the 21st century. I don't follow these imaginary lines."
Yeah, he identifies as a lady. I identify as a guy that can.
Fuck a dolphin.
Fuck a dolphin. It's all good.
Shane Dawson's never going to live it down because even 10 years from now, say if you would meet me, I'm the kind of guy who would be like, hey, you still fucking cats you?
Yeah.
That's what everybody's going to do to him.
And plus, like, when you Google, like, for the rest of his life, like, his YouTube, I didn't even know he had a YouTube career. But if, like, when he's going to get a real job, people Google you now.
Yeah.
So would you hire a guy that you Google cat and you see he fucked
the first
his
thing
cat?
Is a tweet. I did not fuck my cat and not come on my cat.
What? It sounds like, hi, Mark. I did not hit her. I did not
this
hit
her. No, because I did not hit her. He was playing a role in a movie.
No, I know. But like
this guy legitimately jizzed on his feline companion.
Ugh, and then you got to clean the jizz out of the cat fur.
Yeah, but you know, he was thirsty. He's recycling, bro.
Goddamn.
When Poseidon gets disgusted or weirded out, you know the problem. Like, we were talking this just thing this week. We were talking about that story that went viral about that girl who she's gender fluid and went into a... I don't know why they wrote that she gender... It has nothing to do with the story, but she took a video of herself at an airplane bathroom licking it. She wanted
I saw that video.
Yeah.
Oh, that was an airport bathroom? Because I saw
airport,
that.
No, it was an airplane.
Ugh.
That was my reaction, yeah.
Because when I just saw the picture or the video, and I was like, that's probably just someone that in their house that they fucking got a new toilet, and then to disgust people, they licked a brand new toilet.
Airplane.
Ugh, what a fucking piece of you know shit. You know how fucking...
You know what she said? I've licked a lot of toilets in my life, and this is the only one that made my tongue go numb.
Ugh. What does that mean? And how many toilets is a lot?
Yeah.
Who? Imagine the last person that made out with this piece of garbage
is losing their mind right now.
I would cut my tongue out.
Yeah.
I would shoot my tongue. Because
this is what would happen. You'd look at her, you're like, oh, thank God I made out with her before she did this video. And then she's like, I've licked a lot of toilets in my life. He's like, okay, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
And you'd be like,
that's why when she, after French kissing me, she said, my tongue is numb.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Or that shit, before we made out, she spent a lot of time in my bathroom.
Yeah. Is that why she licked my asshole for 19 minutes?
To get the taste of the toilet bowl out of her mouth.
Wow, but the fact that, she's gender fluid.
That was the article. That was the headline. I don't know why that matters.
So that means the person writing the titles is sick of all these gender fluid people. They're like, look at these fucking weirdos. This goddamn tranny piece of shit. licked the airplane toilet.
You know how fucking disgusting that is?
God damn it.
I don't even like people on airplanes.
He licks fucking prostitutes' vaginas the third world.
What? Yeah, no. That is true, though. You and her might be able to get along.
kindred spirits.
Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
You're both licking toilets, no, basically. Look,
both gender fluid.
This was the first prostitute I ever fucked.
My number one.
That I was way too into it.
There's no problem with you fucking prostitutes. We're not judging you on that. That's cool.
No, I know.
We're just saying don't eat them out.
Yeah, I know. But it just happened that one time because I was too into it.
Thank God everything went well, though. He didn't get herpes de la mouth. Yeah.
When you started eating out the prostitute, did she go, what the fuck are you doing?
She was a little shocked.
Yeah, she was like, don't you realize I'm garbage?
Sir, do you realize that six guys came right there just hours ago?
Or did she go, thank you for cleaning me? Because of you, I'm not going to have to spray toilet water on my vagina.
Could you imagine?
I go home. But look, the establishment I went to was
very
clean.
Imagine if Poseidon is licking at pussy and he's like, spicy. And she's like, yeah, that was the Pakistani guy right before
you.
Oh,
my God.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
That was Rashad right before you.
So we're going to play a game. What does prostitute pussy taste like?
Mm.
The answer is cum. And or latex.
Oh,
but more cum.
More cum, which more is cum. The problem.
Yeah.
It actually tastes like flowers.
Plastic flowers.
Like flowers?
Yeah, all these flowers, you know, flowers people give you with semen on them. Like
you know what that means? If her pussy tasted like flowers, because a pussy, like even the cleanest pussy on a virgin won't taste like flowers.
But flowers don't taste good.
No, it's because she took that spray that when people shit in the bathroom to hide the odor and just sprayed it on her dirty pussy.
Lysol.
Yeah.
Honestly, you basically ate Febreze. You're
you
a dog.
You fucking licked Febreze.
Off a vagina.
He can't walk in the Febreze aisle at the grocery store without having pre-cum. He's like, God damn.
He's like, he walks into the Febreze aisle and he's like, well, why does it smell like pussy?
When he describes where it is, he goes, you go into that sexy section of the Provigo.
He's like, well, why don't they have the condoms here? Reeks of vagina.
Reeks of vagina.
Sir, why are you masturbating on the cleaning products? Don't judge me.
Or like he's got one of those tubes of Lysol up his ass.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Like, wax that ass.
I got a girlfriend. We're walking through that aisle. There's the Febreze, and I go, like I start shouting, and she goes, "What's wrong?" Nothing. Just brings back memories.
Yeah, no, he's walking with his girlfriend. He's like, "Are you wet? What is happening right now? Are you giving me a signal? What are you talking about, Poseidon?" Oh, it smells like sex in here.
Sex is in the air.
It's Febreze.
What's his name that makes the edits?
Jason. No, or Torelli.
Torelli, for sure. He's going to make a picture with a prostitute with her legs spread open and just it's a flower.
No, because that's not funny.
No. Oh. He'll have you licking Mr. Clean's forehead.
Yeah, maybe you sucking Mr. Clean's dick. And then the caption is, he tastes like flowers.
Mr. Very Clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Would you suck Mr. Clean's dick?
No.
But it's clean.
But it's not
it
even
smells
a real
like
person.
Flowers.
Yeah. It's not even a real person, Mr. Clean.
Yeah, whoa. That's just a dirty thing to say, bro. He identifies as a human being. A bald human being.
No, in all honesty, though, it just tasted like every other pussy.
It most certainly did not, sir.
No pussy ever tasted like flowers. So it tasted like no other pussy.
Yeah.
No. I was joking about the flowers.
No, what we're saying is pussies don't generally taste the same.
No, they all have a different taste.
So you just said the opposite. You just said they don't.
They all taste the same.
No, they don't all. But
here's what's happening is you're getting tangled in your own web of lies.
No,
and you're stuck.
What I meant to say was, it tastes like fucking pussy, bro. How does pussy taste? They all have a distinct taste. Yeah, but they all have like a similar
But her
taste.
Distinct taste, the other word for
is other men.
There's a word for it. It tastes like semen.
No, there was no
it's
semen
ball around. Sweat.
There was no sweater
Febreze.
Yeah, he's like, it's very salty. Yeah, Jimmy's very active. He sweats a lot.
There was no semen on that vagina. Bro.
No, but there was sweat. You know that. She sweated, they sweated before her. There's ball sweat, guaranteed.
Ball sweat.
Especially if she likes dogs.
There's maybe
pimp
punch. Do you think pimps punch
after
the vaginas?
After every session,
the
they wash themselves with soap and everything. Fully, like full wash.
Full wash. Full wash. Not half wash.
No.
They don't half wash.
No.
No.
I think they just rub their
with a wet towel.
Yeah.
And they go like this.
No, because I've seen them once.
Next.
I've seen them. Bro, they're not street hookers, bro.
They're ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
When I go to a street hooker, you can taste the semen.
No, those taste like semen.
Yeah, but this one, Febreze. But the expensive Febreze, not the cheap kind, the real one, not the knockoff, not Febreze. Dude, there was a...
She's not even getting real Febreze. She's getting like dollar store Febreze. Febreze.
You guys are too much.
You know, there was a story in Italy. In Italy, apparently a court ruled that a woman, a Peruvian woman, was there with two Peruvian guys, and she got raped, okay? And then, violently, apparently... And then the court, the Italian judge, dismissed the court and said there's no way that this was a rape because she's too ugly to get raped. No man in their right mind would rape her. Oh, she looks like a dude. She looks like a goblin. And he's like, you are too ugly. You don't get a rape. Nobody rape her. You get out of here. And it was dismissed.
I'm curious.
But that is the most hilarious dismissal. Yeah. Of, you're too ugly to get raped. Don't try to fool me, goblin.
I wonder what she looks like.
A goblin, apparently very androgynous, like tall, one eyebrow, looks like a dude, apparently. They call her Viking. Like the guys that raped her, they had her number saved as Viking on their cell phones. And that was one of the reasons. They go, look, you look disgusting. There's a man here, have you done as a Viking? You look like a man. Nobody will rape you, lady. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, that's a fucking hardcore judge,
bro. Yeah,
like he's judging hard.
At least he's doing his job, you know?
Yeah.
People are freaking out that Trump called shitty countries shithole countries, and this guy's telling rape victim, you're too ugly.
You're unrapable.
Get out of here with your disgusting face.
Unless it was the
you're unrapable.
Unless it was the guy's plans all along, like, yo, she's way too ugly, they're never gonna believe her.
And yeah, they were right.
She might have had a really hot body though.
You never know. But I think they probably did rape her.
Or maybe that pussy was fire.
What?
I'm never gonna say those words again. That was retarded.
That pussy was fire.
Hey.
You're very ugly, but word on the street, your pussy is fire.
Your pussy like a magna. Magma, volcano.
I smell like a flower.
I eat the pizza, I rape the girl. How fucking crazy that a judge would come out and say that.
That is a little crazy.
Yeah.
You're not worth a rape.
That's so that means that it's just North America that's become way too sensitive.
Yeah.
When an Italian judge is telling a rape victim that she's too ugly to get raped.
Can you imagine him being angry at the judge? He's like, please, can you please stop bringing the goblin in my courtroom?
You know what sucks, though, if she was actually raped?
I think she was.
I think, yeah.
That's sad.
That's why. Yeah, that's what sucks.
That's sad. Because
apparently they found like trauma in her vagina. Like, like they violently raped her.
Oh.
But he's like, impossible. He goes, look at you. Which is fucking horrible.
That's sad. Now this took a turn for the worse.
And plus, first...
And so she's Peruvian.
She got raped?
She's what?
She's Peruvian.
What's Peruvian?
From Peru.
Oh, okay.
You mean like Brazil?
No, I thought it was like a city in Italy or something.
No, Peru is a country in
South
America.
Yeah, I know
it's
a country, but I don't know, maybe...
She's Peruvian.
Well, Peruvian sounds like, you know...
It sounds like a city in Italy.
Yeah, Peruvian, Italian...
Yeah.
Retard.
Jamaican. Jamaican. It's all the same thing.
Aryan.
No, but Jamaican. Yeah. Jamaican is A-I-N. Italian is I-A-N.
Russian?
Well, it's all geographically along there, you know?
What? So Peruvian and Russian, it's all pretty much the same?
Because
they're all countries.
Cocksucking. Fucking idiot. How are you this misinformed?
I was born this way.
Calm down there, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but everyone was born that way, and then you learn shit growing up.
We're all born empty. You're an empty vessel. I was born this way.
Yeah. What's 10 plus 10? I don't know. When I was born, I didn't know, so why should I know now? That's stupid.
By the way, do you know where I can get a discount for Brits? Could you imagine if he develops a complex, and the only way he could jerk off is if he sprang Febreze while jerking off?
Oh, my God.
Delicious. Have you ever been back to that one?
No.
If you go back to that one
and you don't eat her,
isn't
pussy,
she gonna find it weird?
She's gonna be like, oh, I fucking I lost. I'm getting
one,
old.
Yeah. That one had quit or something.
After you ate her out. No. I can't do this anymore. They're getting fucking weirder by the day.
I can handle the beatings and the rapes and the gangbangs. But this fucking weirdo eating my pussy, going, and smelling it. Too much. Too much. Oh, I'm going back to living under the bridge.
I'm going to go back to getting raped in Italy.
Jesus Christ.
Do you remember what she looked like?
Yeah. She was a pretty tall woman.
Pretty and tall?
Well, pretty is pushing it. Like, she was all right.
Okay, so no, so you ate out an okay looking.
Wait, hold on. She had a banging, okay, she had a banging body, though. Like a banging body.
This like, is the like banging, like she got banged and she's all bruised
yo,
up.
Yo, black and blue, bro. No, banging no. body.
Banging. She,
no, yo, we're talking about down the stairs.
No, no, she was a light skinned chick.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
She had those nice hips.
You actually prove a point that I've made on many occasions.
What?
People always talk about alcohol. But for men, alcohol will never get you into nearly as much trouble as your dick will.
That, yeah. This is very
your
true.
Your dick will always this get you into more trouble.
Very true.
It's I don't know what the fuck it is, nature, what the fuck. But your dick is going to get you into losing your job as the president type of situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why I jerk off daily.
Because you don't want to be president.
No.
Because you want to be president.
Because you're afraid of the trouble.
No, because I don't want to get into trouble, bro.
Jesus, what the fuck are you, like, so that's the only reason why you're jerking off?
He's like, I can't, God damn. I gotta avoid jail time.
Okay. No, what the hell?
Don't murder.
I didn't mean it like
no
that.
No murders today.
I didn't mean it like that. No, but like. I
can't come on this dog.
Well, also.
There's too much heat on me because of Shane Dawson.
Jesus Christ.
This cat is not my cat.
Yeah. Also, if I don't jerk off at night, I'll have a hard time sleeping. I have too much energy.
Emphasis on hard.
Huh?
You'll have a hard time sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that.
Because you're a man.
How do you jerk off?
What do you mean?
What do you use to jerk off?
What do I use?
Yeah.
My cell phone.
You rub your cell phone on your dick?
Your cock.
Oh, my hand. Oh.
He starts cock slapping his cell phone?
So you jerk off with your
you
cell phone?
You angry bird motherfuckers.
Doesn't your hand shake?
Yeah.
Like...
What a like, fat well, fucking weirdo. Why don't you use your computer?
Well, because...
Like a human being.
Because I go to the bathroom because I have privacy in the bathroom.
So you take
smell?
A shit and jerk off? Come
no,
on,
no, what the hell, man?
He sprays that sexy Sabritz. Spray first. Oh, it smells like mom's shit.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
poor pussy. Oh,
smells like shit and vagina.
Every night.
Just
every
like
night.
That first one.
Every night before I go take a shower. I get undressed,
you
lock the bathroom
off.
Door.
Ah,
sit on the edge
so
of the
you're
oh, you
live there.
Sit on the toilet seat and jerk
no,
off.
No, not on the toilet seat, on the edge
you
of the
jerk
on,
off like
on the bathtub.
You jerk off like a prisoner.
You jerk off where your mom shits.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
No, on the bathtub.
Yeah, that's where your mom gets naked and stuff.
That's
weird.
Where you stop that's it, where man. Your mom shits.
No, I'm not gonna be able to jerk off. What the hell? Why you guys say shit like
that? Why don't you jerk off in your room?
But the thing is I never had to think about these things before. Now I'm gonna be thinking about it.
Yeah, but good. We're fucking helping you.
Yeah.
I mean,
why don't you jerk off in your room like a human being?
You have a computer in your room?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. So you got a screen this big and a fucking comfy bed or chair.
But his mother doesn't shit in that room, so it's not comfortable.
Or you can sit on fucking cold ceramic. It smells like your mom's shit. And you're holding
like
a phone.
Shit.
Oh, that's fine. You're a goddamn weirdo.
You're a goddamn... Yeah. Now I know why
well,
you're
because
jerking
I've
off.
No, I've almost been caught so many times.
What do you mean?
Because you do it in the bathroom.
No.
That's why you get
no,
caught.
No, in my room I've almost
been caught. He's like, I almost got caught. I mean, like, where were you jerking off? The living room. People keep walking by.
In the hallway.
Look, I was on the balcony.
Actually, I do have a crazy story about that.
You were caught jerking off in the living room,
no.
man.
No. I was at a family event, and my aunt, her husband, he used to do the bell, you know the bell stuff?
Oh, yeah, you told me this. No, that's not a funny story, but you can tell us.
It is, yeah. It's a good story.
They basically, the whole family knew I was jerking off in the basement.
So he had like a satellite.
Satellite
dish
installer.
But
the
installer.
Thing is, what he did was he connected all of his receivers. So like that when you change the channel on one. It changes the channel, all of them. So if he's watching something downstairs, when he goes upstairs, he wants to be able to watch
it. So upstairs they had like Greek TV or whatever. He went downstairs. He was alone in the basement. And he started flipping through channels and he found hardcore gay porn. So he starts jerking off. But upstairs, like, who the fuck put on hardcore gay porn? And they're like, there's nobody. Uh-oh. Poseidon's in the basement alone. And then they waited. They could hear him. And then he walked out. He walked upstairs like, Hey guys, anybody got a napkin?
No.
And they all started laughing at him.
No, but first of all, I wasn't gay porn.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm glad you cleared that up.
So what happened was I started playing the porn. I lowered the volume all the way down. But then it got really quiet. Like the whole house. So I go, and the way the stairs were, like you could peek and not be noticed. So I go up, I peek, and everyone's like sitting around, and I'm just staring at it, but everyone's quiet. I'm like, that's suspicious. I'm like, ah, fuck it.
So I'm going to keep jerking off.
So I went downstairs, I jerked off.
That's suspicious.
In someone else, think about this. He's in someone else's house. There's people in the house. And he's like, I'm going to go downstairs and jerk off.
I was silence.
I was like 13 or 14 years old.
And then the silence, like this. Oh, nice. That'll help. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I needed to concentrate.
Oh, shit.
And then what happened when you went upstairs?
Oh, they were all just staring at me really weirdly.
And didn't comment?
Nope.
Where'd you wipe your jizz?
Oh, there was a bathroom in the basement.
Wait, what are you saying? You jerked off watching porn.
And then, so
you
then
came
you had
on yourself.
Came,
no, no, no.
And so, then you walked to the bathroom with the jizz on your hand.
So
and
I was
your
about
cock.
I was about to bust. I changed the channel, ran to the bathroom, busted in the sink.
Wow.
You're never coming over to my house again. I hope you know this.
Why didn't you get like Kleenex first so you could
I didn't look at tits and ass
instead of looking at fucking ceramic.
I didn't think things
bullshit.
Through.
You didn't think things through by jerking off at someone in someone's house while they're upstairs? No, you're right. You didn't think things through. That is fucking messed up.
Oh, bro. Yeah, I'm fucking weird.
Imagine someone has a cell phone video of that from the top of the stairs, and it's just little Poseidon. He's like this.
Yeah, you're fucking. Yeah, you're.
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah
I could. So weird.
Your family probably talks about that all the time when you're not there.
It's all they talk about.
Yeah.
Like, you know what was good? What? Whenever we wouldn't invite Poseidon over, because the times he would jerk off. He would just masturbate in the basement.
That was a one-time thing.
Do you remember what movie it was? Was it, like, something weird?
It was something in this chick playing pool. The thing is, what happened, it happened by mistake. Yeah. I was flipping through the channels, and I landed on that channel.
You don't masturbate in someone else's house by mistake, for the record.
No, I know, but, like, what happened was, like, I landed on the porn channel, and I was like, I looked around, I was like, oh, you know, what, fuck it. I'm going to rub one out real quick.
Well, the gods have sent me a message. I'm going to beat one off.
Jeez. And was
the... It's so strange that I did that. What the fuck, man?
Couldn't you tell that there wasn't, like, because when you can... control all of the receivers. There isn't a receiver on every TV, so it's one of those remotes that uses UHF. So didn't you notice that there wasn't a receiver next to the TV?
I wasn't that good.
He noticed asses.
Okay.
I wasn't that good with technology.
I'm surprised that you had the, like, just the capacity to not be nervous. Like, that's how much...
I was very nervous.
That's how much you have no shame.
No, but I was very nervous.
And you're in the fucking common area downstairs, like in a living
Anybody could have walked in.
Yeah.
But I bet you he was hoping.
Yeah. Was that turning you on more?
I hope one of my cousins walks in and sucks
his
dick.
Nana.
That is a little fucking crazy what I did.
Did you want one of your cousins to catch you or your grandmother?
No, not even. I don't know.
Oh, no. What are we going to do about this hard cock in your basement?
Because, like I had satellite at home.
Oh.
I should hide this cock in your mouth.
Mentality. Yeah. No, I remember my thought process now.
Oh, you do. You.
Right. Hold on. Because I didn't have internet. Okay?
Okay.
And I had satellite too, but most of our channels were blocked, especially those channels.
Okay.
So I didn't really have...
Porn.
Yeah.
I didn't really have porn. So when I landed on this, it was like an opportunity for me. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Because I would usually jerk off like eyes closed.
You're like,
I was picturing shit.
I didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on me.
So like I saw this as an opportunity.
To jerk off.
An opportunity, yeah.
You definitely seized the moment, sir.
Because like I don't have this at home. I got to do this now, you know.
Much to the dismay of your family, you definitely seized that moment. I wonder how they talk about it now.
Oh, hopefully they don't remember.
What year was this?
Oh, like 12 years ago?
They remember.
13 years ago?
That's the kind of story that comes up at every holiday event. Hey, oh, I'm going to go down to get some. I'm going to go down and get some candles. Don't jerk off when you're in the basement. Oh, stop it. That's what it is. Every time. It's a running gag.
Be that,
100%.
Yeah.
Don't remember, we can see the channels. Stop. I'm not going to watch pornography.
Or the people going downstairs are like, I'm just going to go down, get some more drinks. I'll turn off the TVs up here, though.
Yeah.
Do you have Kleenex?
Yeah, exactly. Hey guys, I'm going to go downstairs for a bit, just fix some stuff up, close the TV.
But that's the only time. That's the only time I've ever jerked off at somebody else's house.
Okay.
I don't believe you. Why don't I believe you? Well, number one, you're a notorious liar. That's number one.
And plus two, on one of these episodes when we were making fun of you for your dick not working, you jerked off in the bathroom here. So this technically isn't a house.
I didn't fully jerk off.
But you jerked off enough to get hard.
It sounds like your MO is what he's saying. It sounds like something you do.
You didn't jerk off till completion.
I did jerk off in Germany too.
Yeah, you jerked off in the hotel room.
But that was
in
a hotel room. But I came on the wall because I was pissed.
He came on a wall.
Oh, he doesn't know the story.
In Germany, he came on a, he thought to protest the fact that he was mad at Germans for treating him like shit at the airport.
Okay,
he came in a hotel room wall. All he's doing is ruining the day of a maid. That's all. He's doing.
A German maid. Yeah.
No, if you're maids, some fucking poor Nigerian. Third world country maid.
Not the area I was in.
Yes, it was the area when Germans are not going to be maids in Germany.
It's going to be Nigerians. It's going to be fucking.
Yeah, it's just like when
Syrians,
I was in Texas, it's all Mexicans.
Yeah.
Shit.
So you're a piece of garbage. Could you imagine? She goes in there. Oh, Dooku, what is this? Oh, no. Oh, no. They have man juice all over walls. Why? Why he do this? And then Poseidon writes a note. Fuck you, Nazis. I know the Nazi. I escaped Congo for this.
Oh, shit.
It's bad.
Oh, God.
And that's the thing is you stand in front of a wall. You're like Harvey Weinstein. You're like, oh, I'm going to fucking come in this. Plant. Yeah. You're very he has a lot of Harvey Weinstein.
You're a good person, but you're a terrible masturbator.
Yeah, that's what you are.
You're a bad masturbator. Good person, bad masturbator.
That should be the name of your podcast. Good person, bad masturbator. And you just talk about all the weird masturbation stories you have.
God damn.
Those are
instead
the
of
ones.
Guys we fucked, it should be the
jizz we've cleaned.
Yeah. Jizz we've cleaned. So you probably like, so you, when you jerked off in your uncle's house and you came in the bathroom, did you just come in the sink or
in the sink.
Then you left it there?
You came in the sink?
Yeah.
And then did you just leave it there? And you're
no,
like,
I washed it down.
You washed it down.
Clean. That sounds like you drank it.
Yeah, you washed it down.
I washed it down with some of that OJ. Yeah.
Not like I turned on the sink, bro.
And did you clean it?
Yeah, of course.
With your tongue or with your butt cheeks?
No, I threw water on it.
Okay.
Imagine his uncle's a weirdo, too. He's like, what? You came in the sink? I fuck there! That's being weird.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's fucking nasty, bro.
That's fucking weird.
I'm a nasty man.
What surprised me is how you get aroused in those pressure situations.
What
if your aunt had walked down? What would you have done?
I think the risk of it.
But, would you be able to finish? Like, she'd come down and you'd be like, oh, look, I'm going to finish whether you're here or not. So
no,
you might as well go back upstairs.
I would, play innocent, you know, I guess.
There's porn playing. Loud porn.
No, it wasn't loud. It was on mute.
It's so weird.
Whenever I've tried to jerk off in bathrooms, it always takes forever to come because, I'm all, fucking, this
is weird.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
This is weird. People shit here.
Yeah.
There's probably fucking feces in the air. Like particles, because there's got to be fucking
shit particles
in the air, and I'm fucking, I got my mouth open and my dick fucking.
I did catch somebody from Enterprise once jerking off in the bathrooms at work.
One of the workers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean catch? Like with your mouth?
No.
I'll catch that load.
There's a large gap in the thing. And
stall?
Mouth? Huh? The stall has a large gap.
And then Poseidon's like, glory hole.
No.
He was like, I caught him. And he was like this.
Yeah, he's like, I caught him. He was like, all you see is this. All you see is this. Like.
He's like a fucking calf with the tongue.
You motherfuckers. No, but so instead of going and not like shaking the door to see if it's open, I like do a quick glance.
Why?
Why do you do quick?
No, to see if someone.
You're a fucking weirdo.
To see if someone's inside, bro.
You can see the door's locked or not, you fucking weirdo.
What do you mean?
You just do this to the door, or you don't have to fucking. Hey, what you doing there, buddy?
No, it's like a
That's a pristine cock you got there.
I don't go like this. Yeah, there's someone in there. I go like this. Fuck. I usually look down. Like, I'll look downwards to see if there's shoes. So I'll look and see shoes. I'm like, okay. So I wait.
Do you but look don't down? Check. Like, do you lie down on the ground and look? No, and then you put your head in and look up and go, hey, Steve.
Steve, how you doing, bud?
I don't look to see who's in there. But I knew he was jerking off. I didn't see him jerking.
How did you know he was jerking off?
Because everything was shaking.
What does that mean? He might be a weird shitter.
Well, if you're shaking like this, then like
everything. Maybe he has Parkinson's.
Yeah, you don't know. He was looking at Michael J. Fox take a shit. This pervert is jerking off in the bathroom.
He told his boss, that guy with Parkinson's is a fucking creep. He was jerking off.
I don't know why. I was watching him jerk off for like 9 minutes. Yeah. He's a fucking weirdo.
Epileptic Dave is a fucking creep.
Yeah. But wait, you were watching him for 9 minutes? Yeah. Like I said.
Yeah.
I'm fucking here. I'm reporting the news. The news is this guy's been jerking off. And his fucking stroke, way off.
Yeah. And it took him twice as long to come as it took me.
Jesus Christ, bro.
And I tried to offer my mouth. Nothing. Fucking weirdo. He wanted to come in his hand instead. And he threw it at the door. Like the Science of the Lambs, Migs.
I had a guy when I was in Iqaluit. I was doing a show, and there wasn't a bathroom in the green room, so I used the bathroom where everyone else was. And I'm in the bathroom, and this guy walks in, and he tries to open the door, and I'm taking a shit, and I'm like, there's someone in here. And he goes, okay, I'll wait. And he put both of his hands on the door.
What is that?
So I was taking a shit, and there was the guy's hands, both hands, like...
Did you say something?
On the door. And I was like, someone's in here. He's like, all right, I'm going to wait. And then I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, I would get your fucking hands up. Go outside.
You know what I should have done? I didn't do, but I should have started wiping my ass and just wiped it on his hand.
Yeah. Or you know what you could have done? If you remove your belt and take the metal part and just swing and smack his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that one got violent quick.
Yeah.
The first step would have been to wipe your ass beside it. So yeah. I was like, no, bro, shit ass.
Yeah.
I fight shit with shit all over my ass.
No, as I'm sitting on the toilet bowl, I would just...
I went to the movies on Friday. I went to see Captive State. Poseidon showed up as well, and he decided to do edibles.
No, I didn't even
edibles. Smoke weed.
Yeah.
And he lost his mind, and he started shaking like the whole time. Like, I'm trying to talk to him, and he's doing this. And I'm like, Poseidon, why are you shaking? He's like, what, I'm shaking? And he had no idea that he was shaking. He looked like one of those inflatable dolls inside of like those car places.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And then after, I kept telling him, like, all right, like we're talking about stories. Like, well, he just went to the bathroom and he comes back out. I'm like, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you? He's like, I don't know. He's thinking about elementary. He's like, oh, one time I shit myself in elementary. And I go, is that the craziest thing that's ever happened to you? He's like, I think so. Yeah. And then he's like, he started to panic. He ran off and went to the bathroom. And then we found out later what happened was, he got so paranoid that I was asking him what the most embarrassing thing that ever happened was. He thought that he shit himself and didn't know, and that everybody else could see shit. And so he went to the bathroom to check his anus to make sure he didn't shit himself. He got so he thought, he's like, I shit myself, but I don't know, but everybody else knows that I shit myself. And so I'm going to go to the bathroom and clean myself.
Things, you kept saying things that alluded to that.
I didn't.
No, at some point you said, like I was so high, and like when I went up to sit... Like, sir, this whole row is taken. You should go the furthest way as possible. You said shit like that. So I was like, oh, my God. Did I shit myself and it smells? And like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was just fucking with him.
I was so paranoid,
bro. He was super paranoid. He went to the bathroom and then he came back. He's like, I checked my anus. There's no shit. And we're like, what? Why would you do that? He's like, I thought I shit myself. Why did you fart? He's like, no, but I thought I shit myself because you kept telling me weird stuff. And I thought that meant I took a shit on myself. Like, well, how does that? Why does your mind go to the? You would feel if you shit yourself. He's like, not always.
No, because bro, honestly, I was so high I couldn't feel half my body.
Yeah, he was shaking. He was like,
I was shaking. I couldn't feel half my body, bro.
I was getting dizzy. I was starting to get nauseous looking at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I'm talking to him now. He was like a Mortal Kombat character. You're waiting to pick him.
And I just want to come back to you. Wouldn't feel. That you were shitting.
No, because...
Does that mean that, like, your asshole ring is just broken?
No.
Everything just falls out.
Because when I'm really high, I can't feel a lot of stuff. I feel like I'm floating.
Yeah, you were floating.
So, like, I can't... I lose a lot, like, control of certain...
Body parts?
Yeah.
Do you ever piss yourself, or...?
No.
or jizz?
I always get paranoid that when I get high, this is why I don't like smoking weed that much. I always get paranoid that I'm either going to piss myself or shit myself one day.
Yeah.
And then I won't have a hooker around to help me clean it.
Or that fucking gender fluid bitch.
Oh, yeah. She'll lick your asshole right up. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So that, but she's a woman that thinks she's not a woman?
No, no. Gender fluid is you feel every day you identify something else. Like, today I'm straight. Tomorrow I'm a guy.
But she's a woman, right? Like, yeah. Like biologically?
Biologically, yeah. But psychologically, a
Jesus
goblin.
Jesus, fuck. You know how crazy it is right now that, like, because I'm, like, people, like, trans people that go, I identify as a woman. I call them women. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm
who
like,
gives a shit?
Who cares? If you want to be a woman, you're a woman. But, like, gender fluid. Today I'm a woman. Fuck you. Jesus
Make up
Christ.
Your mind.
No, it's not even make. It's on attention. It's done on purpose to gain attention.
You're just someone that whose dad didn't beat him.
Or love them.
Yeah. Or love them.
Or love them too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's what it is. Either you got molested or it's got. If you're licking toilet seats.
You're fucked up.
Well, no, because usually when women have daddy issues, they turn into
strippers. It's not daddy issues. This is, this is something fucked up. If you're licking toilet seats, it's not because your dad was mean to you. If you're licking toilet seats, you have other problems.
Oh, yeah. Major, major, major problems.
Yeah. If you identify as a toilet brush and you're actually doing it. That's fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like and on an airplane, like, you're really seeking the thrill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're like hepatitis, the plague, everything.
But, like, not even a psychologist can help you at that point, though. Like, no. You're too far gone.
Yeah, yeah. They can. Fun. You can help them, though, by cleaning their toilets, but that's about it. You can be very helpful around the office, but that's it.
Fuck. That's the worst toilet to
It's
lick.
A weird turnoff. Like,
yeah.
That's the worst toilet to lick, yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst toilet to lick.
The only thing is like a porter potty in South Africa, maybe. Yeah. That might be worse.
Well, was she actually going somewhere for a reason, or she was just going somewhere to lick the toilet?
I have no fucking clue. That is funny. Imagine buying a ticket just because like, I gotta lick that delicious toilet.
Where's the cheapest flight? And she probably booked a flight later on in the day. Because if you're booking a 6 o'clock flight, no one's shit in that toilet yet, so it's super clean.
She wants a dirty toilet. But you know what would be funny? Imagine after licking the toilet, she sits down and, you know, they're giving the meals out. It's like, ma'am, we only have the fish left. She's like, ugh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
This is why Turkish toilets exist.
Yeah. The holes?
Somebody got fed up of sitting on saliva.
Could you imagine if she just put her face in the holes and just shit all over? Nah. Ugh.
Oh, they used to have that, those type of toilets. And I remember when I was taught, I went to this camp in Greece. I was like a bunch of
what
Greek
type
kids.
Of toilets? The Turkish toilets?
The Turkish ones. Okay, just a hole in the ground. I hated those.
You went
those.
To a camp in Greece?
Yeah, it was in.
Too bad it wasn't for concentrating. You needed that camp.
And they had toilets in Greece that was just a hole in the
floor?
Yeah,
it's done for.
In the villages.
To punish fat kids?
Places,
yeah.
No, in places where there's a lot of like people, they do it for.
What?
Not, I was going to say ethnic reasons. For not ethical,
but it is ethnic reasons.
No, but it's
the only reason why you shit standing up is an ethnic reason.
Yeah,
they do it for cleanliness because they say it's.
It is the opposite of cleanliness. There's shit all over.
There's
people,
shit
people
on
miss.
The floor.
Yeah, there's shit on the floor. That's like no, this is. Can I just say something?
Because if you do it right, it's supposed to go straight into
this
the hole.
You can do it right. You don't know if shits are all different. This is Poseidon Village specific. Normally, they try to get kids, when they had them, now they all upgraded, except for his village. They try to get kids to avoid those situations. It was not in Thessaloniki. The second largest city in Greece does not have holes in the ground to shit.
No, it was just
they
that
have
camp.
Plumbing,
just,
and they've had plumbing for 2,000 years.
It was just that camp.
Well, you keep calling it a camp. What are you talking about?
I went to this camp in Greece.
What do you mean you went to a camp in Greece?
It was like a stay-away camp type of shit. Like, you know how you send your kid up north here?
Yeah.
For like a week or two?
This is something suspicious. Your parents sent you away to some fucking weird...
No, it was a thing. It was at Socrates. Ask around about
your
this.
Your family rented you out to the village
and
weirdo.
No. It was a camp and it was Greek kids from all over the world. So there was Greek kids from Montreal, Greek kids from New York, Greek kids from... Germany, Greek kids from different parts
of the world. I think it was very specific children they sent to this because no parent in their right mind would be like, I'm going to send my first world kid to take a shit in a hole.
But the thing is...
I was sent... I did camp for 10 days here. Beautiful, good time. But we had toilets.
Yeah, me too. But I guess they didn't know that it was like that. It was a. I was actually looking back. It was a pretty garbage fucking camp. But
looking back. But well, when I first saw that shithole,
you know what's fucked up? Like when I was in China, they had those shitholes, and that's what freaked me out. Like
you mean China?
Yeah. No, but they the first day I was there, they were like, "Look, if you get one of those shitholes, you gotta take half of your pants off and then flip your leg over your neck so that you don't shit in your pants."
What?
And I was like,
"What? You gotta flip your leg over your head?
No, your pant leg.
Because if you just pull your pants down, you'll shit in your pants."
What?
Yeah, because
Poseidon shat in his pants. Guaranteed. You didn't know
how I would shit on those
technique.
Things. I would. Do this. I would hold myself
stick
against
your
the walls.
Ass out.
I'll stick my ass out and I'll just shit. And like.
I would have, Lily, if I got there, that's the difference between me and this shithead. I would get there and be like, yeah, call my parents. I'm leaving.
But what I did is I didn't shit the whole time. I was like, fuck it. I was
How
like,
long was this?
No, I'd shit at the hotel.
Okay, yeah.
Or as soon as I get somewhere, I'd be like,
do
you guys have a real toilet? Or and a lot of places, they'd be like, well, it's kind of like Mexico here, so you can shit in the toilet, but you have to put the toilet paper in the garbage, and I was
that's fine with that.
So, but I just put my toilet paper in the toilet, always, flush, and it'd overflow, and I'd be like, "Fuck them!"
I've done that to places.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
I'm not putting my toilet paper in garbage.
Whenever somebody tells me that, and it's normally in Europe, I always say the same thing. What do you mean? So you mean you have a trash can filled with shit right now?
Yeah, you fucking dirty animals.
Yeah. How do you clean that up?
But there was a kid that got fed up at that camp, and there were showers, and he would just take a shit in the showers.
By what?
His reaction.
Like, by kid, do you mean it was just you with your loose asshole?
No.
That's what Poseidon that he
and
was
like, shit had come out.
He was just shitting his ass. Well, fuck, guys, did I shit myself? I can't tell.
No, there was
I'm
a
very
kid.
High right now.
There was a kid that got fed up.
there probably wasn't even one of those toilets at the camp. They were just tired of him just dropping shit all over the place. So they cut a hole in the floor of his room.
No, could you imagine if they had actual toilets, but Poseidon kept going to just a hole in the woods? He's like, these fucking peasants don't have to. Poseidon, we have actual toilets. I know, but they're fucking such a hole.
Poseidon. That's where we put our hats. You're shitting in the hat box. There's a toilet right there. It's a Japanese toilet. It'll wash your asshole and dry it.
And he's like, I thought that was a jerk off room. I didn't know. I thought that was the masturbatorium.
I've been sticking that spray up my ass for 3 days for nothing.
You guys have been shitting in my masturbatorium?
But that was a garbage camp, though.
Yeah, were you jerking off? In that, since you're a bathroom masturbator, were you jerking off in the shithole room?
You are a bathroom masturbator. We've established this. You masturbate
in the bathroom.
In my bathroom. Yeah.
Okay, you're
I
not.
I thought you meant in public bathrooms. No, but not in public.
But if you were there for the summer, that became your bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't remember jerking off at that time.
Oh.
No, I legitimately don't. I legitimately don't.
So that place is filled with cum and semen. Yeah, cum and shit.
So all the other kids.
There was a few older kids that would fucking fuck as well.
You know how
they fucked you in the bathroom?
No, they would fuck like it was bro. There was a lot of kids,
and they would fuck in the shithole.
No, they would fuck in the dorms. I don't fucking know.
I think you were in a refugee camp. Like I think your parents abandoned you on the border.
He was in an Albanian refugee.
He's like, that camp was awesome. I learned how to speak Arab.
Yeah,
I learned Arabic. It's amazing.
There were soldiers. There was a guy reading the Quran.
I think we were very close to the border.
Yeah, they were trying to get rid of you. You belong to them now. And the guy comes, I am Hassan. You are my child soldiers. But he's shitting everywhere, jerking off. Like, get rid of him. He goes back. We'll pay you to take him back.
Oh,
that is hilarious. He was in a refugee camp.
No, but ask who else was there. Little Mario was there. Who else? Vageli was there.
Really?
Yeah. Ask them about this.
I'll ask them. I hope they remember it differently. Or it would be the funniest thing. Like, yeah, it was actually fun. It was just weird because Poseidon kept going into like a shed and taking shits in the shed, and people kept having to clean it. He wouldn't use the bathroom, but he would fucking jerk off in there. It was the weirdest thing.
At some
point,
I was like,
there was a museum about how we used to live 900 years ago next door, and Poseidon used to shit in all the exhibits. It was fucking weird.
Oh, shit.
They used to call him Shit Boy.
Where's Shit Boy? He's jerking off. He's jerking off in the broom closet.
Yeah, he's jerking off in the bathroom. He's taking shit in the broom closet. We don't know what to do with him anymore.
This kid got a water bottle shoved up his ass.
Really?
What? Yeah. It was an annoying skinny kid from New York, and he wouldn't shut up. He was very yappy, and this other kid shoved a water bottle up his ass.
Like full of water?
No, it was like it was an empty water bottle, and he twisted it, and he just shoved half of it up his ass.
How can, like, isn't that, fuck, that must hurt.
I don't know, I don't know. Yeah,
like, it has a gaping asshole.
And plus the kid twisted it.
The kid was in pain, yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool camp.
Yeah, let's change the subject.
That's a good camp.
Jesus Christ.
And your parents paid for that camp?
No, it was free. We won something. It was a few kids that won.
We won. This is a winning ticket. Yeah. You win. What do I win? We're going to a refugee camp. Yeah. Yay.
Oh, we had to wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning.
We won something. What did you win? Nightmares for the rest of your life.
Did you hear what he said? We had to wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning and fucking make wallets?
No, to bring the flag, the Greek flag up on the
pole. You had to make wallets.
No, to bring the Greek flag, to raise the flag. We had to sing the anthem.
He had to let the Albanians know this is not your land.
This is ours now.
It's not gonna win.
So you'd raise the Greek flag and then you'd sing and then you'd jam water bottles up little fucking weirdos' asses.
God, you have a fucking shitty family.
Wow, that was a weird camp.
He's like, imagine now he's like, yeah, we also did get molested repeatedly. But I always thought
there was a guy. There was a guy with a wait, hold on. he was really into heavy metal. Okay. And he had like long hair and shit, and he was a Greek guy, and at some point he got into a fist fight.
I like that you say he was a Greek guy. It's a Greek camp. Yeah, everyone is Greek.
Monitor. It was a monitor, and he got into a fist fight with one of the kids that were there.
Oh,
I swear to God, it was a kid with our group, because the kid, I think he did like martial arts or something, and he thought he was tough.
He got tired of getting water balls shoved up his ass, so he fought back.
He kept insulting the monitor, and the monitor literally squared up. Oh, man, so much shit happened.
I like him. He'll square up with a child. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Bro,
fuck you. Fuck you, child.
I think he, like, fucking suplexed him or some shit. Bro, it was crazy. I remember I got into a fight with the Greek Brits from... they were from the UK and they came.
Yeah, the Greek Brits. I got them from the Greek Brits. And, you know, the ones from Australia.
There was a ginger.
He's the worst goddamn Greek ever. Fucking soulless.
Anyways, so he thought I made fun of his grandfather, which his grandfather was in World War II.
What? That's fucking oddly specific. Besides, oh man, I wish we had proper toilets. What? What did you say about Grandpa Bartholomew, who was a Second World War hero?
But it was one of the other Brits that was, like, they were shooting the shit or whatever. We were all, like, in the cafeteria area.
Flashback, besides, like, yo, fuck your grandpa. He's a fag.
And
had you insulted that guy's grandfather?
The war veteran?
No, I didn't. But I don't remember how this shit went down. And he got mad and he broke the plastic table. And then I stabbed him.
What?
And then I stabbed him with a fork.
A plastic fork?
A metal fork. They had metal forks at that camp.
So they had plastic tables but real forks.
Yeah, it's weird. They had actual utensils.
Was this like a camp where they were scientifically monitoring retards? Like, let's put 800 retarded kids from around the world in one camp and see what happens. Besides stabbing people, jerking off, shitting in holes, kids are getting molested, they're getting beat up by monitors, fist fights. What is that?
Bro, I don't know. That
you just described an international incident.
It was a complete lunacy, bro. It was complete.
There's
going to
be a documentary series about this in 3 years.
Yeah.
And it'll all be stories about people that were there and how they got fucked. They were scared shitless of you.
Yeah.
And like, my mom got mad at me when I came back because I had spent most of my money on ice cream.
That's why she got mad at you. She didn't care that you were molested. And you stabbed a kid. She's like, why did you spend all your money on ice cream? That's stupid. What about the kid that I stabbed and the fact that some guy tried to suck my dick? Well, that's normal. That's par for the course.
Why didn't you get the guy that sucked your dick to pay for the ice cream?
Yeah.
Don't you know how prison bitches work?
You don't know how to use sex to your advantage.
Oh, man.
That's fine. You should write all this down.
Did you have sex with... How many monitors did you have sex with when you were there?
Or had sex with you unwillingly.
Yeah.
But
no, because sex with them also means getting fucked in the ass.
We had three monitors, but the
if
one that's,
you were crying, it doesn't count.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Had three monitors, but the one that squared up with the kid was halfway through the 2 weeks, and he got fired.
Really? Yeah. He got fired for that. Yeah. And what about you for stabbing a child?
I think they put me in timeout or something.
Timeout?
Where'd you stab
him? 300 seconds.
Yeah, like I did. Where'd you stab him?
I don't remember. I think it was somewhere like in the chest area.
Jesus, fuck. So you were trying but to it murder him.
You tried to murder a child.
It was like this. It was not full penetration, though. It was just like a half penetration.
Yeah, because it's a fork, so it can't go in the whole way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That should be the name of your documentary. It wasn't full penetration. It was half penetration.
Or just half penetration.
Half penetration.
And then your dad, he's like, oh, I wish I went half penetration.
Did your mom send your brothers to that camp?
No. They discontinued the program after.
Oh, I wonder why. It sounds delightful.
I wonder why, yeah.
Sounds maybe, like a place where you want to send your kids.
Maybe.
Yeah, stepping. It looked a little run down. Now that I remember, the goalpost didn't have nets for soccer. The basketball court didn't have nets either.
Yeah, but who cares about that? Like, the toilet thing is way worse than no nets.
It was horrible, guys.
The bunk beds
were
really
no
old.
What about the kids that got molested? The who and the what now?
It was the worst.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
When we played soccer, our fucking shorts weren't the same color. What about that kid that got murdered drowned?
The way they differentiated the kids.
Stop cutting him off.
Sorry. For soccer was skins and shirts, and I refused to play skins because I was fat.
They refused that you play skins. That's what happened. I like that. He's like, I refuse to play skins. Poseidon, nobody asked you to play skins. Yeah. Look, as much as you ask, I'm still not going to do it. I don't want to play skins. Poseidon, we want nothing less than for you to play skins. Look, I'm not going to do it. The pressure is not going to work on me. I'm not doing this.
Poseidon, please put your pants back on.
Just running around the soccer field, dick and balls are flinging up and down.
Jesus fuck. And in that toilet with just the shithole, was there toilet paper or you just fucking wipe?
Yeah, there was toilet paper.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. So there's strange. Something so disgusting.
Dude, yeah. Honestly, now that I...
Fucking 800 kids shitting in a hole.
I don't know how I forgot about this scenario.
Suppressed memories.
Yeah. Eh?
Or a really shitty life after that. So then it's just like one other thing.
No, it's really uphill after that.
Even
with all the shitty things that have happened.
Maybe that's why your parents sent you there. Yeah. They were like, if we send them there, we can do whatever we want after.
It can't get any worse.
This is the best.
It's true. Now your dad walking out on you and stealing your Sega doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, that's good time.
That was a smart tactic.
Yeah.
You wish those guys walked out on you.
What?
You wish that those people there walked out of your life. Like, you didn't have to do the 2 weeks at the camp.
I don't remember it as being miserable, though.
Which is a win for everyone.
Yeah, it's a win
except
for you.
You're a kid. You can't really understand. Like, now that I think about it as an adult, like,
I thought they loved me.
No, because it was still fun. Because you had sports. They would bring you on trips, like school trips. Like they would bring us to the beach every day. We went and visited some waterfalls in Thessaloniki.
Waterfalls.
What the fuck is that? Can we go see waterfalls? No money for waterfalls. But we got waterfalls.
You know what I'm saying? So we went and visited waterfalls. You mean waterfalls? No, waterfalls. What's a waterfall? The guy moves on his dick
and he pisses on
the... You guys never saw him waterfall?
I meant to say waterfalls. Just
one of them waterfalls.
Yeah. I have to go to the bathroom. You have to. Is it a number two or is it a waterfall? Just a waterfall.
So I got to see waterfalls. He's fucking autistic. I got to see waterfalls. I shoved up an ass a bottle.
And I remember there was a
waterfall.
There was a lot of Greek families at that. Like, it was a touristy area. Those waterfalls and
in Greece, yeah. So there was a bunch of Greek families.
Yeah, a lot of Greek families. Surprising. They were giving us all dirty looks because we were really loud kids
and
from
dirty
Montreal.
And molested. They're giving us dirty looks because we're shitting in the waterfalls. I'm stabbing a kid. There's a monitor punching one in the face.
One of the mothers was like, "Is that child with the fork in his chest okay?"
Mind your business, whore. You yappy bitch. This is fucking camp end of the road. What'd they call the camp?
Man, I don't remember. I really don't remember.
It sounds like it really was a refugee camp.
Yeah. Or it sounds kind of like the like a shelter. Like kind of like the SPCA or the SPA where you like what did the camp last look, 2 weeks and the ones that didn't get adopted got put to sleep?
I'm pretty sure it was a camp because it was designed.
Pretty sure.
No, it was designed
from now
like
on,
a camp.
Whenever because of this, whenever somebody tells me a camp, I went to camp, I'm gonna have to ask what kind? Refugee or concentration?
No, because there was like legit like different dorms. There were dorms for each.
Some with cells
for kids from each country. You know.
Oh, so they put
there was
you,
the German
they
dorms,
separated
the British
you by
dorms.
Countries.
There's the Canadian and American dorms. There was the. There was even Latin Greeks, like from South America.
Were there any surprising? Asian Greeks?
No, there weren't actually. There weren't any Greeks from Asia. No, there were from Australia, from South Africa. There were some kids.
Imagine the South African kids.
I think it was just a really old camp run down, and they were just milking it.
Oh, they milked the fuck out of you guys. Jesus.
Anyways,
shit.
On that note, I'm gonna take off. I gotta.
Yeah,
go to
get
work.
The fuck out of here. We miss you already.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes one of us.
Why, bro?
Get the fuck out of here. Goddamn weirdo.
What I want to find that camp.
If you can do me a favor, Poseidon, get out of here. But if you can get us the information, if ever you ask what the name was, at least or something. Yeah.
And if like the guys he was talking about that you know.
Yeah, I'll ask Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he might remember. And how funny it would be if I asked him, Poseidon was talking about this camp. He's like, what the fuck, when we got kidnapped, you mean? Holy shit, thank God they rescued us 2 weeks later. But Poseidon was the weirdest one. He kept shitting everywhere, stabbing people like yeah. He had PTSD.
We got kidnapped. Poseidon was going, this is awesome. Did you go there by plane or by boat?
By plane.
Okay.
In a container.
All right. We all had our own little container. There was the French Greeks.
This is a nice water hotel.
And he knew where all of the different Greeks were because he was like, one container we could hear. I lied. So we knew there were the French Greeks were there.
So crazy. I've been to a camp once when I was young, like a sleepaway camp. It was called Camp Trails End here. I had the time of my life.
Yeah, I fucking loved summer camp.
I went for 12 days, and I lost all kinds of weight. Like, I came back as a new kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because all it was you would eat good meal, but barely, like twice a day, and then all was running, swimming, hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to a camp that all we did was, like, we'd play soccer and fucking canoe all day.
You know what I remember? It could make a funny scene for something. I remember that my last day there, because they used to have a place where you would make wallets and shit. Like, they would actually do that. Like, you'd do arts and crafts. And it was a play, I remember, like a talent show. I don't remember a lot, but I remember there was a girl that a lot of people liked. And for some reason, the last day, there was like an end of day party. And she told me that she liked me, but I was like 11, 12 years old. And she like kissed me. And then she's like, oh, when we go back, we're going to call each other, keep contact. And even as a kid, I was like, it's not going to happen. I'm like, I'm not going to see you again. I was such a fucking cynical piece of shit. I was like, it's never going to happen. And she's like, no, here's my number and stuff, whatever. She had put a little number in a thing. I don't even know the fucking, like, as soon as I got on the bus, I forgot she existed. I was like, this life is over now.
Did she live in Montreal?
I have no idea. I was a kid. I don't remember where the fuck she lived.
That's funny.
But as a kid, I knew. I was like, that's stupid. Like, everything stays here.
I had one of my friends that fucking made me laugh. We did shows in Europe, and we met this guy that was a super nice guy. And he told my friend, as we were leaving, he hugged him, and he goes, I made a lifelong friend. And then my friend told him, he was like, I'm going to forget you as soon as I get on the plane.
That happened when me and Milton were around Europe. We met these girls on a train. And they were from the States, and we were all going to Amsterdam together. So then we met up in Amsterdam with them to hang out and shit. And I remember Milton's like, oh, we have their information and shit like that, like, you know, for after, like when we're back from vacation. Like, and I was like, what are we going to do with this information? They're in fucking Texas. We're never going to see these bras again. Throw it away. Get it? Like, what are we? We're going to email them.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. No, you got to, you know, like, we're gonna become friends. Not going to happen.
You know what's fucked up, though? My wife, ever since I've been with my wife, whenever we meet people, like when we travel,
she keeps in contact?
She keeps in contact. Like, oh, we met a couple in Mexico that we've had over to the house. They're from France. We've had them over to the house twice. And the second time I told my wife, I was like, you know, once was enough. Like they were cool in Mexico, but they're not like, I don't want to fucking hang out with these people.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, but
my wife was like, no, but we could go. Like what she's always like, remember those people we met in Jamaica? We could invite them over. And I'm like, no, they were fun in Jamaica. Because we all had our room, and then I was like, oh, this guy's nice. I'll never see him again, but I don't want him in my fucking house. Yeah. I don't want to fucking, yeah, it's weird.
I talked to three people, all right? And if you want to keep being one of them, lady, you better stop being stupid.
And my wife, too, most of the people I like when I'm on vacation, we always find couples that one is kind of like my wife, and one is just an alcoholic, so I'll drink. And I like that on vacation. But then if you invite an alcoholic over to your house, you're like, fuck, I got to work. And all you do is fucking drink.
And then it gets awkward. They get drunk. Like, Mike, let me tell you, think my wife's an angel? It's a fucking whore. Yeah. it just becomes trouble and awkward.
Like the guy we met when we were in Jamaica, it was an American guy. And we invited him. My wife invited them home, and the guy had smuggled drugs into Canada because he didn't want to bother me to try to find drugs. And I was like, you fucking cross the border with drugs? And I was like, that's fucking crazy.
And it's super risky.
Yeah, super risky.
They don't fuck around.
Like, I think it's worse Canadians going into the States than Americans coming into here. But still, you should never cross the border with drugs.
No, that's insane.
Yeah.
Especially now, the way things are, they'll fucking ban you from a country.
Yeah.
There's good comics that aren't even allowed to come to Canada for DUIs and shit like that. So you got to be careful with that shit.
Like Ari Shaffir, when he did his when he did his Asian tour, he went to countries that pot possession is like life imprisonment.
And he was doing heroin.
And he was – no, but he packed weed in his suitcase. And he was telling me – he was like, drug-sniffing dogs aren't trained to smell weed. I was like, yeah, but still, if a fucking human opens up your suitcase and finds a bag of weed, you're fucked.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, shit. I got my phone ringing.
Is that Jobin?
Yeah, it's Jobin.
I see him sometimes at hockey because he plays after me on Saturday.
Yeah, I think he's a good hockey player, right?
I think so, too, because I've seen he's won some awards.
Yeah. I think the Montreal players or Montreal Comics, the best hockey players are him. Sugar Sammy's
good,
and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
The rest,
I like
are
how
all...
you didn't fucking mention me.
No,
I'm the champion.
I know.
The fucking champion. The trophy right here. Yeah. This guy got it.
Yeah.
I see him after y'all. I always talk to him. I'm always like, yo, what's up? I remember in the beginning, he's like, how the fuck? Who is this guy? How does he know me? Because I was like, hey, what's up, man? And I kept walking, and he's like, who the fuck is that guy? And then it clicked.
Okay.
Because I had met him at the club.
Yeah.
That's where it was from. But yeah, it's I'm going to find out for the viewers. I'm going to find out the details regarding Poseidon's camp.
Yeah, we got to find that. And we didn't get him to explain anything. I saw a couple of people on Twitter were asking to
get him to explain something complicated.
Yeah.
But it has to be something that he thinks he knows about.
Yeah, something simple that he's going to be like, I'm going to prove to them how smart I am.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what he thinks he knows well. Well, that's stupid because a lot of people won't know. But he thinks he's a hip-hop guru, and I'm telling you he's not at all. He thinks he knows a lot about cars.
Yeah, he told me a couple of weeks ago I came in. I have a BMW X3, and I came in, and he told me I looked like a soccer mom.
A BMW X3.
It was so funny because it is a truck that a soccer mom would drive, probably.
Hey, bro, you look like a fucking soccer mom.
But I was like, how is that a good thing to tell someone?
Yeah, but also, it's a good car.
Yeah, it's not a bad car.
Not at all, though. That's fucking hilarious. You look like he's trying to put you down, and you're like, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You fucking weirdo.
Soccer, I fucking married a rich man.
Yeah.
I don't have to work.
Yeah,
these babies do the work for me.
I don't have to eat flower puss
for
Brits. Anyways, that is going to be the show for this week. It's been a good show. It was a fun week.
Remember, fun.
you're going to head over to MikeWard.ca to check out Mike's dates, his fucking specials. You go to YouTube and Amazon Prime for Mike Ward Infamous. You head over to PentelsComedy.com to check out all my stuff. The Comedians, the Compound Show in Montreal. Yeah.
Every, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but every Sunday you do a live show.
I do a live show on the YouTube channel. Pentelus Comedy is the YouTube channel.
4 o'clock Eastern time.
4 o'clock Eastern time. And my podcast, I was supposed to have a psychic this week to come on the show, but she didn't foresee that she was going to be very busy, and she wants me to reschedule.
Oh, what big, a fucking stupid psychic.
Big fan of yours, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah, I fucking love her. She's the best. She's a really good psychic.
You're actually, she's her favorite comedian.
Oh, which fuck. Always makes I feel me laugh, like shit now that always, I called her a stupid psychic.
Which always makes me laugh. I'll show her to you. You're going to freak out.
Weird looking or hot looking?
She's a psychic and a model.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Mike's like, ah, my fans, all yes.
Right. All right, my fans are pretty.
My fans are pretty. So head over to the YouTube channel, Pantel's Comedy on YouTube. Subscribe to the Two Drink Minimum YouTube channel, because that's where we're going to be putting a lot more Two Drink Minimum related stuff in the future. And remember, don't forget, tell all your friends that your weekend officially starts right now.